Everyone, and happy Easter. I'm your host, Lauren Rogers, and welcome back to The Girl in the Gown. Today, we have a very special guest joining us all the way from Kansas, your international junior miss, junior teen, Emma Mayfield. So glad you could join us today, Emma.
I am so glad to have been able to meet up with you. This is a great opportunity to talk about my experience with IJM and what I have going on throughout my year. So thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. Emma is your international junior miss, junior teen, and something you may not know about us is that we have known each other since we competed as state queens in 2019. So today we're going to talk all about her platform and her reign so far as the international title holder. That is so fun to say. I'm so excited that I get to refer to you as our IJM junior teen for the next year. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It took 5 years, but so happy. You know, they always say that the longer it takes you, the sweeter it is, and that a more experienced queen is a more thoughtful queen. And I love being able to talk about my experiences at IJM and how much I've grown throughout the past 5 years, and how I really think that if I want it any other time in my life, it wouldn't have been as amazing as it is right now.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited to see you win your dream title. Well, starting off strong, how did you get into pageantry?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. So my grandmother was actually a local director for the Miss America Kansas organization, and I grew up around a bunch of pageant queens, but my mom never did pageants, and I was never forced into pageants. And whenever I was 11 years old, I wanted to be in my first pageant. And so I competed in a National American Miss, and I placed third runner-up for Kansas preteen. And then I went to IJM state and I won. And IJM was my first ever state title and national pageant. And I didn't make finals my first year. And then I continued on with pageants. I've been a title holder for National American Miss, High School America, and now IJM several times.
Yeah, awesome. So how long have you been competing for? So you started as a, you started because your grandma was a, like a director for Miss Kansas. So, but like, how long ago was that? When did you start competing?
It's been 6 years in August or July. I don't necessarily remember. It's been a while.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is the biggest lesson you have learned from pageantry?
That timing is everything. You know, like I said earlier, I competed in IJM 5 times. Mm-hmm. And I went from not making finals my first year to being the only person in IJM history to ever make top 5 4 years in a row.
Wow.
And that is a huge accomplishment for me. And the year that I won, everything just lined up. Everything was so easy, and I just felt so at ease and calm the entire year leading up to competing my final year at IJM. And I know that timing is everything, and if I won at any other time in my life, I would not have been as ready and prepared to work with IJM and to represent the world, basically, this past year.
I 100% agree. I think timing is really big and really important. And that's what girls who get into pageantry don't always understand at first, is that it really takes time. And it, like, the, again, like you said earlier, the more you wait for it, the sweeter it gets. And it's so awesome to see what you've done with your year so far, knowing that you've worked so hard to get here.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. So let's talk about your community service project. I know you wrote your spokesmodel speech about your platform, so tell me a little bit more about that.
My platform is called Stop Stalking, and I basically advocate for anti-stalking awareness, and I advocate for Jody's Law, which is a law that my family created. My aunt Jody Sander Holm was stalked her entire life, and her life was unfortunately taken by her stalker days before I was born. And so Jody's Law is passed in both Kansas and New Mexico, and it basically makes stalking illegal, because in the other 48 states, stalking is not illegal, and you have to basically have a note on your car saying that they want to kill you and that they're stalking you. And so my whole thing that I do is I talk about what stalking is. I educate on how to be safe from stalking, both in person and online. And I help with sexual assault victims, because a shocking number of victims from sexual assaults are also stalked by their assaulter. And I talk about my aunt's story. I actually was interviewed by Hulu for the documentary about my aunt right before I compete in IJM, and it comes out in April. So I'm super excited for
Awesome.
that and for everyone to be able to hear about my aunt's story again and to be able to see what I've done with my platform and be able to see how Jodi's Law has progressed in the past 17 years.
That is so amazing. I'm so excited to watch that on Hulu in April. And I think it's really important to have somebody in the pageant in pageantry, just in general, having a big figure like you as your an international title holder, be able to talk about something that is doesn't seem like as much of an issue until you really hear about it and hear about the stories, which is I remember listening to your spokesmodel speech and it brought me to tears because it was just so moving and it was just it's such an interesting topic to hear about too, because you don't always hear that in the in pageantry. I think that's just so interesting. So you got involved with your community service project because you heard about your aunt's story, right? You like you were made aware of it when you were very young and you decided to kind of run with that and became your community service project, right?
Yes, I only started with my platform Stop Stalking, I think 3 years ago, because I wanted to wait until I was a junior teen. That way I would be old and able to have a platform as serious. Because, as a preteen competing at 11 years old, I don't want to be talking about that. I did talk about it and it was something that was super important to me, but I wanted to wait until I matured and that way I would have more opportunities to be able to talk about my platform and stalking and how to be safe from it.
I agree. I mean, it's been so cool to hear about your platform over the years. And I do agree it is a very mature topic that it definitely probably would not have touched the same as if you were a preteen versus a junior teen. But it's really, really amazing that you're bringing awareness to this. And I think that's just so awesome. So, talking more about pageantry, what is your favorite required competition and why?
Oh my gosh. I love interview is amazing. You get to talk with the judges, you get to talk about yourself, and you get to talk about your platform and your community service. And obviously, evening gown is so classic and it's amazing. But one reason that I lean towards IJM as my system is because of fun fashion. It has always been my favorite competition. I love the way you get to model, and I love modeling. It's one of my favorite things in the world, but I am 5'1", so I cannot be a runway. I can only be a catalog model, but with IJM, I get my own runway experience. And it's a great minute and a half or 2 minutes that you're on stage, and you get to showcase your personality through your walking pattern and your style of outfit. It's one reason I love IJM.
I love that. I mean, it's I again, I watched your fun fashion competition too. You looked amazing up there. You've like worked that runway. I wish you were a runway model, but it was honestly so awesome to see you compete for fun fashion. I 100% re I understand why that's your favorite competition.
It's
So,
so fun.
yeah. One of my favorite and most memorable things from when we first met at NAMM Nationals in 2019 is watching you win the National Runway Model Competition. So again, is that your still fa is that your favorite optional competition too?
It used to be my favorite, and it still holds a special place in my heart because I did win National Runway Model in 2019. But my favorite optional now is definitely spokesmodel. I've only done spokesmodel for 2 years, and both years I was first runner up in IJM spokesmodel, which is an incredible accomplishment. And I'm so proud of myself and my coach who helped write my speech. But I was actually bribed by my mom to compete in spokesmodel with a pair of Converse because I was so scared. I did not want to do spokesmodel because I don't know. It didn't sit well with me. I was a little nervous. But after competing in the first time, not last year, but the year before, I loved the way I was able to talk about my platform and my aunt's story, and I loved how passionate I was about spokesmodel. And that is definitely my favorite optional now. And now that IJM is going to be by itself again, we only have casual wear, talent, and spokesmodel now. And I'm so excited to see how spokesmodel just expands with it being only one of the three competitions we have now.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, I think it's also, it does, like you said, it's going to expand iJam's kind of horizons because it's very well known for being a very runway and model-y system. And it's really cool. I'm really excited to be able to see girls compete in Spokesmodel this upcoming year, January of 2025. They're going on their own, right? Where's that going to be?
Yes. It's going to be in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is right by where you are. And
It is.
I've never been to Virginia Beach, but I get to go for the first time in August because we're having our promo photo shoot there. We get to see the venue place by ourselves. And I've seen pictures of it online. The Sandler Center is absolutely gorgeous. It's where iJam was held for the first 5 years of competition. And I'm so excited to bring iJam back to its roots and back to its home.
That's so awesome. Ironically, I haven't been to Virginia Beach, even though I live in Virginia. So I'm excited to go and watch you guys and watch the international competition in 2025. That sounds like so far away, but it really isn't. Wow. Yeah. So what is something you love about competing in IJM and why?
Oh my gosh. I can't necessarily name one thing because there's just too many things. IJM truly is the crown of opportunities. And I remember my first time at IJM, I did not make finals. I was so upset and distraught. And little 12-year-old Emma was so heartbroken. But the first thing I told my mom was that I'm coming back next year because I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the directors and the staff. I fell in love with the girls competing. I fell in love with the system and the competition. IJM brings so many opportunities to girls that we wouldn't have otherwise. We get to meet girls from around the world. I have friends who live from the UK to Australia, and I get to travel to Europe tomorrow, and I get to go to UK and Paris, and I would not be able to do that otherwise without IJM.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. I'm real. That's so cool. You could go to Europe tomorrow. Wow. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. So, talking a little bit more about your international title, too, what are your goals as the IJM junior team for this year?
My goal is to showcase IJM for the opportunity that it truly is, because IJM is expanding, it's becoming its own system again, which I'm so excited for. And I'm so excited to bring back OG IJM. And my goal is to make IJM the number one pageant system in the entire world, because we get so many girls competing. We get girls from South Africa, the UK, the Philippines, Australia, and I cannot wait for girls from the US and all around the world to be able to come to America and be able to come experience IJM and be able to see the love that we all have for it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm really excited to watch that come to life this upcoming year. So what I was just about to ask you about your travel plans, but you told me all about your so tell me about your trip to Europe because I would love to hear about it and the rest of your travel plans for this year.
I am traveling a lot this year. It's a lot, but I cannot wait. I leave tomorrow night. I leave to London, and then I take a plane from London to Paris. I'm spending 2 days in Paris with my mom, and I'm so excited. I get to travel around. It's been a dream of mine to go to Paris for I don't even know how long, probably like 10 years. And I get to photo shoot in front of the Eiffel Tower, and Ashley Renaes is actually sending me some dresses to wear in Europe. And then I take the train back to London, and then I go to Trowbridge, England. And that's where the International Junior Miss UK pageant is. And it's 4 days. And the girls who win that come to America in January to come compete for my title. And I'm so excited. I get to be reunited with so many of the UK girls. I get to see so many girls competing, and I can't wait to be international royalty. Our international trip has actually been announced on the IJM website. And June of this year, we are all going to Belize. And I am so
Oh
excited. We get to. And it's like down in the South America area, and I've never been down there. This is my first time ever leaving the continent with IJM. I've never left North America. And I get to go to two countries in Europe and a country in South America. And I'm just so blessed to be able to experience what IJM is truly giving me. I'm so excited.
That is so cool. I'm so excited for you. I will be 100% keeping up with all of your travel updates because going to Belize sounds so awesome. I think it's so cool how IJM does an international trip every year, which is amazing. And it changes too. You're not always going to the same place. That's so awesome. I'm so excited for you this year. And so are you guys having, are you, so you mentioned you're doing a photo shoot in Paris. Is that just your mom doing a photo shoot, or are you having a photo shoot with all your sister queens too?
My mom is just doing that photo shoot with me, but since all six of us are going to the UK, which has never happened before, all six of us international queens are able to go. We are having a promo photo shoot our first day there, and we are having Artistry by Sammy Page doing our hair and makeup, and then we're having a photo shoot, and we get a bunch of our prize package there because we haven't had our official photo shoot yet. That's not until August, and so we get to have a bunch of our sponsored items be given to us while we're in the UK. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great experience. I cannot wait to be reunited with all six of my sister queens again. You know, I haven't seen them since November. It's been 6 months. I'm very excited.
That does not feel like 6 months ago. Oh my gosh. But I'm sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
It'll be 6 months this month. Yes.
That's insane. I cannot believe that was 6 months ago. But that is so cool. I'm so excited for you this year. What are some things in your prize package that you're excited to receive in your next photo shoot that you're having in London?
Oh my gosh. Well, one thing about IJM is that we love to do appearances. That is one thing that we love to do. And so I actually get a second sash, a second International Junior Miss Junior Teen sash that has my name on it. And I'm so excited because I only have my sash. I actually have it right next to me right now, but it doesn't have my name on it yet. And I'm so excited to get that. I don't really remember what else we're getting, but I know we're getting a bunch of fun things that I'll definitely be posting on my Instagram. So we can look forward to that.
That's so awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. This is going to be such an amazing year. I can't believe it's been 6 months already. That's unreal.
Oh.
I can't believe it's March. Can't believe it's been 6 months, but that is just insane. Those are all the big questions I had for you today. So now I just have some rapid fire questions for my viewers to kind of get to know you a little bit. So I'm just going to kind of rattle off a few and you just let me know what your favorites are. So what is
Oh,
your favorite book?
okay. I hate when people say it's so true. I actually don't have a favorite book. I am such. I just cannot find a favorite book for some reason. I reread so many books because I cannot find another book that I like. So I just really like, true crime books. I like books that are written, about like crime, and I'm a teenage girl. I love romance books. They're so
Of
fun.
course. Of course, of course. Do you have a book that you're reading right now? Are you like in the middle of a book right now?
I'm not currently, but I don't remember what books I packed, but I did pack some books to bring with me to Europe because I'm going to be traveling for like 18 hours, so.
That's awesome. I'm really that's ugh, I love traveling, so I'm so excited to watch your trip. So like as you post about it, I'm so excited about that. Next one, what is your favorite show or movie?
Oh, my favorite show is Friends because I watch it every single night when I go to sleep. I have probably watched all seasons 20 times. It's just such a comfort show. I can clean, I can do my hair, I can do my makeup, I can do whatever in the time that it's playing in the background.
That's so awesome. So, who is your favorite music artist?
Oh my gosh, I was just talking about this with someone because I don't have a favorite music artist. I listen to a bunch of different artists. I can give a few of my favorites.
Okay.
I listen to obviously Taylor Swift. I listen to Frank Ocean. Who else do I listen to? Steve Lacy. I listen to Ross Lynch, obviously, And then there's a few other. I can't name them right now, but I don't have favorite artists. I just listen to a bunch of different music.
So we have the same music taste is all I'm hearing because those are all people I listen to as well. Oh my gosh. Finally, what is your biggest accomplishment?
Oh, That's a really good question. I don't want to sound too, pageant focused, but it definitely has been winning IJM. Not just because, winning an international title is obviously something that is so special to me and something that I've been striving for 5 years, but it's because I never gave up. I continued to persevere and continue to put my best foot forward and do better than I did last year. And I remember at IJM interview, the first question I got asked was, "Who is your biggest competition here?" And I said myself, because I'd been working for 5 years to be able to win IJM. And I'm just so unbelievably proud of myself by not giving up and by telling myself that this is my Mount Everest and I'm going to climb it.
That's amazing. Is there anything else that you would like to leave my listeners with to kind of take with them?
Like I said earlier, never give up. My first year at IJM, I did not make finals. And then the next year, I placed top five. And I've been top five for 4 years in a row. And I finally won. And it's difficult sometimes. I kept telling myself that maybe I'm not what IJM wants. But you really have to believe that you can do it and that no matter what, you like yourself. And if you're not what the judges pick that day, then that's okay because some other time, maybe you will be the person the judges pick.
I 100% agree. Like my mom always tells me, you could be the best mac and cheese, but they could be looking for chicken tenders. And I think that's just so applicable to pageantry.
That's so cute.
I mean, I was a junior preteen when she was telling me this, so I mean, I've heard it for quite some time, but it's my favorite piece of advice to tell people that I 100% agree what you have to say. But I think that just about wraps it up. Is there? I just asked you if there's anything to add. So that's. I got that all under control. I'd like all of you to keep in touch with Emma throughout her reign as your IJM International Junior Teen. So, where is the best way for our listeners to follow you?
On Instagram and Facebook, I am IJM International Junior Teen. And then you can also follow International Junior Miss and the I Am Pageant Powerhouse on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with all of our adventures throughout the year and see what we're up to.
Awesome. Well, that again just wraps it up. It was so awesome having you on the show today. And thank you all so much for listening. Signing off, I am Lauren Rogers.